welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We are live, and this is Talk Radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. My co-host, Billy Roberti, is here with me. Hey, Billy.
Hey.
So, I think today we're still continuing our big discussion on becoming fifth dimensional.
Yes, this is Billy Roberti, and thanks to the Maureen St. Germain and the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is here with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through her connection with the Akashic Records. She wrote You Are the Genie in the Bottle and has taught that manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Her customers tell us that her genie workshop experience helps them, gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop Merkaba meditation for over 15 years and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aroma Mandalas. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you and grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship with God, Goddess, Source, whatever word you use, and the people around you. This week, we're going to be talking about how can community help us in the fifth dimension, operate there, stay there, whatever other people can do and help. But before we start, I'd like to suggest you visit Maureen's online store, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's M as in mother, A-U-R-E-E-N-S-T-G-E-R-M-A-I-N.com to buy her books, meditation CDs, and essential oil blends called Aromandalas for healing every kind of wound. And as we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, so you can call and ask questions. So, Maureen, for those who maybe didn't get all of last week's talk about the fifth dimension, let's get a quick review. What do we mean about the fifth dimension and operating at the fifth dimension?
Okay. So the term fifth dimension is a term that allows one to define the heavens as they're called to in the traditional lore, like the seventh heaven. We've all heard that term. And what it applies to is how do we understand the reality. And what I've been taught by my guides is that the fifth dimension is the realm that is the equivalent of what you and I might call heaven from traditional teachings, you know, like traditional churches teaching. And what that means is that we're creating heaven on earth right now. And it's a foregone conclusion that we're making heaven on earth. The idea, though, is some of us are ready to go there sooner than others. You know, it's a little bit like a bunch of family members getting in the car and going for a big trip to Disneyland. And some of the family members are ready to go, and they're just, you know, cooling their heels waiting for the rest of the family. Sometimes everybody's ready, and the mom has to go get the teenager because he's still playing video games. Teenager's in the car, and then suddenly she realizes the baby's just pooped, and she's got to go change that diaper. So getting to fifth dimension and staying there isn't as easy as just one, two, three. However, clear intention, being on purpose, knowing what you're doing certainly helps. And that's what we're here to help you talk about. So fifth dimension is the equivalent of heaven in terms of everyday understanding. That's the short version.
Okay, and what can you think of? What kinds of things can we do today, tomorrow, the next day to help us get in and get into that groove of fifth dimensional thinking?
Well, you know, I like to use allegory and story to tell my story. And one of the things that I really like is a story, I believe it's called The Kin of Adda. And in that story, everyone was starving. And the community passed a law that the only way you could eat is if you fed someone else. So if you wanted to have a meal, if you wanted to eat something, the only way that would be legal is if you found someone else to eat with, and then you fed them, and they fed you. So whatever was available to be eaten was always shared, and it became playful because now you're also having fun as well as feeding someone else, and you weren't likely to take more than your share because you're putting it on your fork and putting it in someone else's mouth. And if you've ever done this, either with your sweetheart or someone you care about, don't mind taking the time to eat this way, is quite a experience. So how do we become fifth dimensional, and what kind of tools can we use? One of the things I would say to our listeners is start praying for someone else's benefit that you will receive a residual benefit. So let's say your boss wants a promotion, and you'd love her job, and you know you'd be really good at it, and you might get recommended for it by her if she got the promotion she wanted. So you do everything you can to help her make that promotion, like that.
So in wishing good for other people, you're also wishing it for yourself.
Not only wishing, but helping to create good for others. You create good for yourself. And that's the 5D way. The 5D way recognizes that we're all part of a system. The 5D way recognizes that we're all connected. And the 5D way implies that we are so plugged into God that the not God choice doesn't occur to us. And you have all heard me talk about this. If you've heard our show before, you've heard me talk about the not God choice. But just for a little refresher, the difference between the God choice and the not God choice is rather simplistic. Anytime you're given the opportunity to do something that you would say yes to, whether it's a concert ticket, whether it's hosting someone, whether it's going to some special event, there's no way you would ever say no to that. That's what it's like when you're 5D. The possibility of choosing not God doesn't cross your mind. So the enthusiasm, the joy, the realm of possibilities, and how are we going to fulfill that opportunity are all there, but the idea of saying no to this opportunity, not going to happen. We're going for it. When we're fully plugged into God, when all of our essence is connected to God, anything that is not of God just doesn't cross our mind. So,
and by what not of God, we're talking about selfish choices, choosing ourselves over and above other people rather than choosing all of us?
Well, from 5D, it doesn't look like selfishness. That's important to note. From 5D, it just looks like you're doing what we would call child's play in this reality. So to use another metaphor, we let children play in the mud. We let children, paint on the walls that we've taped paper on so that they can play. We let children explore and experiment. We let children feed themselves and make a mess. Why? Because it's okay. Now, in the case of our reality, we've gone too far, and we are on the way back from God. And we have certainly gone further than ever was intended or believed that we would. And that's all well and good, but we're done. We're done with the severely limiting, hateful kinds of conversations. We're done with the intense crime. Crime all over the U.S. and all over the world is down. No one will tell you this, but the statistics are there. We put an article up on our website last month about this, and there's a gentleman who tracked all of the statistics compared to like 10 years ago, and crime of every kind has been reduced. Why? Because that energy, that dark energy that drives people to behave that way is not as prevalent as it was, number one. And number two, people are choosing the God choice more than they're choosing the not God choice because we're moving away from that way to express.
So our impression or perception that crime still abounds is maybe due more to the fact that we hear about it. If there's a murder anywhere, we seem to be hearing on CNN.
Right.
Well, 10 years ago, you wouldn't.
Yeah, absolutely. The media is so much more prevalent today than it was 10 years ago. I mean, think about when you were a kid and how much TV did you watch, if you even had a TV. And if you had a TV, what were the shows focused on? You know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, the news was 90% political and 10% it was publicity or media people or movie stars. Today it's the other way around. We get 90% media stuff, things about movie stars, idea stuff, innovation, and only 10% politics. So the prevalence of information about people has dramatically increased.
Hmm.
So,
well, again, it's what you what Madeline was saying in the last show. A bit of what you're looking at is what you create.
Yeah. So when we come back, we'll be happy to take calls if you're out there. And Benny, you just let us know. And
we're going to brainstorm on what the 12 steps of being in the fifth dimension are like. What would a 12-step program to help us keep in that would look like? So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help me every day, heaven on earth. Today we're talking about how can community help us to stay fifth dimension. Now, if you've joined us midway, you can listen to this show in its entirety on our website, MaureenStGermain.com, by clicking on our News You Can Use link and choosing Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today. Please call in to ask questions. Our listener line call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. just before the break, I asked Maureen, is there some sort of 12-step program that we can create or find or create with our friends to help us stay in the fifth dimension? So,
well, I'm not sure I understand your question. Give it to me again.
Is there some sort of way, some sort of program or procedure or something that we can do with our friends, those of us, to help us keep in that mindset of the fifth dimension?
Oh, yes. Yes. And actually, this book that I'm currently writing that will be out later this year talks about that and the actual concept of becoming fifth dimensional and how we work together. And before the break, of course, you mentioned the 12 steps. And most everybody knows what the 12 steps are. At least they know what it stands for, that it's the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And the 12 steps are very powerful because there is a huge group of people behind that that are working with that energy. And one of the ideas that you were throwing out, which I thought was fabulous, was to look at a 12-step program or maybe 13 through 24 for becoming fifth dimensional. The first one, of course, has to do with admitting that you're powerless over alcohol. That's out of AA. And so you would say to yourself, you know what, am I powerless? I don't think so. I do have power because I have God power running through me. So there's a slight difference there. Each person has the power of God moving through them. And when they call upon God, that God power wakes up. It's kind of like sleeping. It's like a seed that's sleeping. And when we call upon God, we wake up the God power within us. And that alone changes everything. Then the second one is about a belief that there's a power greater than us. And again, in this vantage point, we would look at it and say, there definitely is a better way than the way we're currently operating, and that all of humanity can benefit if I change and if I make a difference. And in the old days, you know, people would look at things and say, oh, no, you know, one person, they can't do anything. But there are so many stories of one person making a difference, one person having a vision. Just today, I was reading in a book on my way home. I was on an airplane, and I was reading in a book a story about a man who had a vision. His name is Bob Geldof, and in 1985, he saw a famine in Africa on the news, which inspired him and others to help the starving. And his dream became this huge worldwide event and a concert for feeding those who are starving. And in one event, they unified people on TV and on local events, and it was an amazing accomplishment. So working together, so recognizing not only that there's a power greater than us, but that we collectively move as a unit and find our partners and work with them. Now, one of the things I will tell you as a listener, if you are looking for someone that you need to partner up with because you are feeling like you would do better spiritually if you had a partner, and I love the idea of a buddy system, and I tell everyone that asks about this, get someone who can, you know, track with you. And what that means is it doesn't have to be your sweetheart, it doesn't have to be your best friend, but somebody who's like-minded, who's willing to listen to what you do and what you say, and then give you feedback. One of the things they're going to give you feedback on is the way that you talk. And when you use certain words, your buddy catches you. So earlier in the show when we talked about being selfish, and I said, well, you know, from 5D, though, that's not selfishness. That's just immaturity until we get our connection with God going. And so it no longer becomes a pejorative word, but a non-judgmental word. Now, before I go on, Billy, you should feel free to just jump in because I hate to just keep rattling on here.
You're doing great.
Actually, okay, ladies, well, let me jump in here. I've got a caller who'd like an Akashic reading from Maureen, and it's Karen from Kirkland, so let's bring her on. Karen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Go ahead, Maureen.
Hi, Karen. What's going on?
Well, I am wondering where I'm at, probably in several areas, but mainly right now, career-wise, what's going on for me.
And do you have a job that you are presently in?
Yes.
And are you not happy with it, or there's going to end with?
It's my hours have been cut in half, so just wanting to move forward into something that'll bring in more money.
And what is it that you currently do?
Office work.
And are you looking to work in an office again?
Well, and other opportunities would be good, but this is kind of what I know right now, and in order
right.
to
right.
make ends meet.
So there is opportunity for you to shift and change, and one of the things you want to do is a simple exercise that I call a doubling exercise, and that is imagine, you know, the largest amount of money you have ever had in your checking account that was your money. You know, money that you either earned or were given or had a bonus or something. Just go to the largest amount and imagine that and get that kind of squared away in your awareness. And maybe you don't have that right now, but you know what it feels like to have that amount. And then double it and double it and double it. And keep doubling it until you can't hold it in your awareness anymore. And then every time you feel down or depressed about the situation that you're in now where your hours were cut, think about your checking account and just see it being growing really big. Now, the other thing you can do, you do have opportunity out there waiting for you. It'll be a few more weeks, probably middle of May, before you're going to see the kind of opportunity you're looking for. But another thing that you can do for yourself is make yourself a little business card and tell all your friends that you're willing to do office work freelance and pick up a little side work just to kind of carry you through until that other bigger thing comes along.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you have good energy around work in general, and you have strong work ethic, and that's what you should put on your little card for yourself. I have a good work ethic, and I'm loyal. And dependable. And that becomes your trademark.
Great.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, thank you.
And get a buddy. Get someone that's going to share your experience with you and support you. You know, get someone who'll help you through that. Because then you'll do well. You know, if somebody's saying, well, did you do this today? Did you do this today? You're a little more accountable than you would be if it's just you looking in the mirror, you know?
Oh. All right. Sounds good.
Thanks for calling, Karen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Benny. Okay, we're going to keep going.
Going right back about getting someone to work with you, helping you with the language and upgrading your ideas that we think we may only be able to do one thing, have someone look to see how we can expand from that office work into a personal assistant, into other areas where it uses the same skills but can expand and have it go into a position where it can grow from there, too.
Right. And I rather think that it wasn't that she was doing only office work. I got the idea that she was just trying to not be too recognized on the radio. She didn't want to, you know. There's a certain concern that people have about their anonymity. So one of the things that's in the 12th step is the willingness to admit, where are you? Where are you at? You know, and if you say to someone, I'm in recovery and I can really use some support here, or I'm in recovery and I just don't go into bars because I'm not sure I can withstand the temptation. So I can meet with you, but we have to meet at a coffee shop. That's interesting. You know, that's important. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah. From a lot of work that I've done, it seems like we're all in recovery from something or with something. And I'm thinking that maybe the biggest recovery we all share is getting away from the drama of the 3D and about the crime shows and law enforcement shows and hospital shows. Ooh, and we're running out of time.
Well, I have a few more seconds here. I'm going to finish up what I want to say, and that is one of the things that going 5D is a humble place. Even though you have the big picture in mind and you know that you have the thread of God running through you, you also recognize that you may have caused problems in the past, and you're willing to make amends, and you're willing to be good to people from here on out.
That's wonderful. So, this is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, We're wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.